President Trump has other people to worry about his privacy online. Ordinary people don't. But even if we wanted to, what a headache. According to Pew Research, 74% of Americans say being in control of who gets your information is important, yet people continue to sign up for free services at Amazon, on Facebook, living large and under the digital spotlight. This privacy paradox is being tackled by the irreplaceable Manoush Zomorodi, the host of WNYC's Note to Self. She's giving listeners who sign up a series of challenges to teach how one can restore privacy without retreating to the mountain cabin. Manoush says we have to get engaged.
I think right now we say, okay, well, whatever I put on Facebook, it's fine that they can see this. But there are so many other things that we don't know that they're tracking. We know now that there are over 50,000 categories that Facebook puts us in. One of those categories is called ethnic affinity. This means that advertisers can decide who or who doesn't see their ads. They also are...
Manoush, that's a weird name.
Well, exactly. So, that's exactly
so
right.
You're out of... God knows you're being excluded from.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think, you know, we can laugh and say, oh, I didn't get a good deal on my shoes that I wanted to get. But as we see now people protesting at airports across the country, and we hear that they were asking people coming into the United States, asking to see their social media profiles, asking for their online address books. At what point does this start to become much more serious, less about shopping and more about civil rights?
And no-fly lists and that sort of thing.
Precisely.
Is it possible that privacy, though, gets in the way of things like tracking public health? Privacy gets in the way of things like knowing about the electorate, knowing about, you know, broad aspects of your community that it would be better to know rather than not know?
Well, I think that is a false dichotomy. People say like, well, you can't have the good stuff if you don't also have the bad. That is absolutely not the case. Having spoken to numerous technologists, Tim Berners-Lee, the man who invented the World Wide Web, we're at a point where we don't have to go down this road to get the good parts of data to potentially solve cancer or figure out how to control climate change that we can't.
Communicable diseases?
All those things. I mean, yes, you do need big data for this, but that doesn't mean that we have to hand over our personal privacy as well.
If your program here is the privacy paradox, let's retake our privacy. Isn't the horse already out of the barn? I mean, are you retaking privacy or are you retaking the illusion of privacy in what you're doing?
Yeah. Well, I think the horse is standing at the doorway.
Okay.
And right
now, I've got
this sugar cube in my hand and I am going to lure him back into the barn. I don't know where I'm going with this metaphor, but John, I do want to tell you what we have is a 5-part plan. And our goal is to help people learn more about where their information goes online. Right now, there is not a lot of transparency. We need to push for that. We want them to weigh the trade-offs that they make every time they sign up for a free service.
And that's understand the fine print and understand the trade-offs.
Correct. Right? So, for example, Uber, it now tracks your movements at all times if you have the app. Is that okay? Some people who are taking Uber to protest say, no, maybe that's not okay because that might be a problem. So just to let you know, like some of our listeners have told us quite extraordinary stories. One man told us his religious wife filed for divorce after Facebook changed its settings and revealed to her that he belonged to an atheist group. Another listener told us how upsetting it was to see fertility ads following her around online after she did research for ovarian surgery that she needed. People saw their emails in WikiLeaks dumps. Yeah, there's a lot of big bummer stories. And I think even for people who there's not a specific tale of privacy lost, there is a sense that they don't like having their every click tracked and quantified, particularly considering, as we have seen in the last several days, massive changes to how this country is working with executive orders.
This is amazing. This is big. How long is this going to go on?
Okay, so it's all next week. Every single day, we sort of start with a topic. Day one is with cryptographer Bruce Schneier. He explains what your phone knows, and we dive into the settings on your phone, and then we take it through the week. We're on the last day. We are with Sir Tim Berners-Lee, and we write together our own personal terms of service, how we want to live on the web going forward. And I think you would agree, John, there is no more urgent a time to do this than now.
Manoush Zomorodi, host of Note to Self, be a part of the privacy paradox. Sign up this week, and it starts on Monday.
That's right.
Janine from Blanchard, Oklahoma.
No, man, I'm calling from Charlottesville.
Liz Bradley, and I'm calling from Surfside Beach in South Carolina.
Gail from Portland, Oregon.
I am definitely concerned about my privacy in this new Trump banning era.
I use VPNs on all my devices and do a weekly scan for viruses and malware.
I don't have Facebook on my cell phone, and I don't use unsecured networks for banking online.
I have to confess that I don't give it a huge amount of thought.
I find digital privacy to be very concerning because I do a lot of my bill paying and shopping online.
Ever since the Patriot Act, I do not even believe in privacy.
I now only use end-to-end encryption on all of my mobile communications, and I plan to switch to the Tor internet browser.
And I encourage all my friends and family to use passwords on all their devices, not just numbers or fingerprints, but full letter, number, and symbol passwords.
Tips from you to protect your privacy. Tell us anything at all that you do. Let us know at 877-8MYTAKE or on the Takeaways Facebook page. And if you just don't know where to start, check out Note to Self's Privacy Paradox.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.